Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Now, I just have to caution you that the following conversation is going to be a trigger conversation. So if you are triggered, as many people are, by difficult conversations, especially around animals and animal cruelty and fashion, and how the fashion industry is notorious for the animal cruelty, then rather just switch off your radio right now, because we need to have this conversation, and it's important that the people who need to hear it, the yous and me's, the conscious people who we decide, we vote with our bucks, right? We need to have that conversation, and you need to know. So joining me right now is Bertha Motoene. How do I say your surname, Bertha?
Thank you. It's Motiani.
Motiani. Okay, Motiani. Yes. Bertha is the campaign officer for Four Paws. Now, the first time I really started thinking about how cruel the fashion industry was about there was a campaign about fur coats, right? That that was in the 80s. So, you know, something that we were aware that there was cruelty, but it was really just relegated to fur coats, furs. And then a few years ago, I saw that there was a story about, there were two companies. One was Louis Vuitton, and the other was Hermès, or Hermes, as we say in South Africa, And these were crocodile farms in Vietnam, where they were skinning the crocodiles before they were killing the crocodiles. They were skinning them alive. And I just thought, at what price is that 2,500 rand purse or that 10,500 rand bag? How stupid do we have to be to allow this to happen and create a demand for it? Bertha, what?
Yes.
How do we create an awareness around ethical fashion?
Yes, thank you for that. So Four Paws has just released a leather edition report focused on South Africa, but we are not, we don't have a campaign on leather. This is actually part of a Four Paws global campaign that is called Wear It Kind. So this campaign it aims to promote animal-friendly fashion by improving animal welfare across the fashion industry. This is in line with the Four Paws vision, where we see or we envision humans treating animals with respect, empathy, and understanding. So Four Paws found this campaign necessary simply because millions of animals are killed globally every year for the fashion industry. And this high number of animals being used by the industry has a potential of animals being bred under cruel conditions that are associated with intensive farming. So ending cruelty of animals within this industry is the aim of this campaign. So basically, Four Paws in South Africa will be releasing a series of other reports that are focused on possible animal welfare issues in the production of different textile materials, such as mohair and wool. It's just that this very particular first one is focused on leather. So throughout the year, you will see more reports that come from us that are focused on these textile materials. So in line with the Global Wear It Kind campaign, the report outlines possible animal welfare issues that are associated with the production of bovine, crocodile, and ostrich leather. These are things like crowded and confined spaces and very inhumane slaughter methods, as you were saying earlier, that there was a crocodile farm in Vietnam where crocodiles were being skinned alive. Things like that are possible because there are sometimes there are beliefs, maybe they are tested, that skinning it alive makes the leather actually more endurable or something like that. So these are some of the animal welfare issues that we raise in reports, just to say to the public and to the consumers, because many people don't know. And we focus specifically on the ostrich leather, because people often think leather is a byproduct of the meat industry. However, in South Africa, that is not the case. The ostriches in South Africa are primarily being bred for their skins, and the meat becomes the byproduct. So when we talk about cages and fences, and in the case of crocodiles, we speak of them being kept in such confined places such as concrete pit where they can't even move, they outgrow the sizes of the pits, and sometimes the crocodiles end up fighting and they sustain injuries, and in some places they sustain deformities. So this is why we brought this campaign focus to South Africa, specifically because crocodile skins and ostriches are very, very high exports in South Africa. And we will do again in the next coming months, we will also release more hair, because I think South Africans, many are not aware that more hair, 50% of all the global hair comes from South Africa.
Incredible. And 70% of the world's ostrich leather, ostrich product.
Yes, so, and 70%,
so
what, yes.
So just to be clear, Bertha, you're not saying don't buy ostrich, don't buy mohair, don't use these products. You're saying we want ethical production. We want animals to be ethically treated. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. That's what we are saying. But we are encouraging people to reduce the consumption of these animal-derived textiles. So the report also provides the consumers or the public with very, very innovative alternative materials, such as, you know, the pineapple leather, the mushroom imitation leather. So we do say these things are there, and already if you go online, you may find a product looking just like animal leather. However, it is made from a much friendlier. And these are not friendly to the animals, but they are also friendly to the environment. You know, in this report, we also highlight some of the issues with the pollution and also human health issues, because toxic chemicals are used in the making of these skin hides to make them into the final leather product. And people who are in this, they get the cancers, they potentially can get all sorts of, you know, illnesses that are associated with using such toxic chemicals, but also and they pollute. So we also bring that element into it. So we are encouraging our public to reduce their demand for these animal derived, because once the demand is reduced, then we understand that the farmers won't have to keep animals in such intensive conditions.
Absolutely. Bertha, that is where we leave it. If you want to, you can. Firstly, that was Bertha Moteani, who is the campaign spokesperson
from South Africa.
Exactly. Four Paws South Africa. You're welcome, Bertha. You're welcome. They've got this campaign. It is called Wear It Kind. You can join the campaign. And what it's doing is that they are calling on consumers, the yous and the me's, to call on brands for transparency. Especially, you know, especially your big name brands. Anytime you see me, you'll see that I don't wear brands. The reason being that if somebody wants me to wear their logo, I'm not going to pay extra for the logo. They're going to have to pay me, because I'm basically becoming an advertising billboard. If you want me to be your billboard, I'd be your billboard, but you've got to pay me for it, right? So that's just my thing. But when you're buying Louis Vuitton or your Prada or any of your big brands, your big luxury, and it's usually luxury brands that are the biggest culprits.